With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Daily Detachment. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to break down those pesky emotions and show you how to navigate life with a little more grace, a lot less stress, and maybe even a smirk or two along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important, humility. You know, that thing that feels like it's getting rarer by the day. Ever scroll through social media and feel this little pang of, I don't know, inadequacy? Like everyone else is winning except you? Or maybe you find yourself caught in a cycle of comparing your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. We've all been there, trust me. But here's the thing. Stoicism, that ancient philosophy that's making a major comeback, has some seriously potent wisdom on staying grounded and humble, even when the world is screaming, look at me. All right, let's unpack five key takeaways from this Stoic playbook on humility. Firstly, recognize your limitations. It sounds simple, but it's profound. We all have strengths and weaknesses, right? Stoics encourage us to acknowledge our imperfections, not as flaws, but as opportunities for growth. Think of it like this. You're amazing at baking cakes, but maybe you trip over your own feet when it comes to public speaking. That's okay. Own those things, celebrate your wins, and keep practicing in the areas that need a little work. Secondly, focus on what you can control. Remember that whole, look at me, social media thing? You can't control what others post or how they present themselves. What you can control is your reaction to it. Choose to focus your energy on things within your sphere of influence. Your actions, your thoughts, your choices. Number 3. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend, a hilarious meme. Okay, maybe that's just me. Shifting your focus to the positive can help you stay grounded and less consumed by comparisons and envy. Fourthly, seek wisdom from others. This doesn't mean becoming a doormat. It means being open to learning from people with different experiences and perspectives. Read books. Listen to podcasts, like this one. Engage in meaningful conversations. Expand your horizons and embrace the opportunity to grow through shared knowledge. Finally, remember that true strength comes from humility. It's not about putting yourself down or pretending you're less than you are. It's about recognizing that everyone has something to offer, and being open to learning and growing alongside others. Think of it like a team sport. We all win when we play together and support each other. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-life example. Imagine this. You're at a networking event, feeling a bit insecure because everyone seems so confident and connected. Suddenly, you overhear someone talking about their struggles, something they're truly passionate about but facing challenges in. You realize that even those who appear polished and put together have their own hurdles to overcome. Instead of letting insecurity paralyze you, this realization opens the door for connection. You approach them with empathy, share your own experiences, which might be different, but still relatable, and build a genuine bond based on shared vulnerability. See? Humility can actually be a superpower. It helps us connect with others authentically and create meaningful relationships. So, let's recap. Stoicism reminds us to acknowledge our limitations, focus on what we can control, practice gratitude, seek wisdom from others, and remember that true strength lies in humility. Now, go out there and embrace the power of being a little less perfect and a whole lot more human. Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder about the beauty of imperfection. And let me know your thoughts. What does humility mean to you? What are some ways you practice it in your daily life? Find me on social media, leave a comment, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay detached and grounded, friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.